Why are you on the sidelines instead of being in the game? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In the Bible, Bartimaeus made a life out of sideline sitting. But there's something more interesting about Bartimaeus in Mark's gospel besides his sitting beside the road and beside his being blind. It is not his disability or the people with good intentions who tried to keep him quiet. Could it be that they assumed a person with demonstrated gifts such as healing was just too busy to be bothered by somebody giving a shout out to Jesus passing by, or that Jesus miraculously demonstrated power over the blind man's disability, a real plus for Bartimaeus and another check in the box marked Son of God for Jesus? What interests me here is that Bartimaeus wasn't content to sit beside the road as the world passed by. He wasn't content to sit still in his serious situation. He got up, he spoke up, he raised his voice to call on someone who could do something about his serious situation. Makes me wonder how many of us are really content to sit beside the road of life in serious situation as life passes by. I mean, just sit there day after day, night after night, with no input, no impact, no influence, content to sit on the sidelines, to sit in your serious situation while the one who can do something about it walks on by. Sure, waiting patiently upon the Lord has its value, and sometimes we put life on hold and sit there because of responsibilities or lack of resources. And then there are times we were injured in the game, sidelined by an offensive force we couldn't handle. So we sit there, deciding to ride the sidelines because it's safer than playing in the game. Beloved of God, today is the day to find your voice. Cry out like Bartimaeus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Get off of the sidelines and get into the game. You may disturb personal, professional, or institutional equilibrium when you do, because they were content with you sitting on the sidelines, waiting instead of being in the game. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Come on, get off of the sidelines. Stop sitting on the side of the road and get into the game. Don't make a lifetime decision of just sitting beside the road of life.